Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good whatever to you. This is the Bud the Teacher podcast. It is June 15th, 2005, 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. A little bit rainy, drizzly here in Colorado. The skies are slightly overcast, but the sun and a wonderful blue sky are hiding out behind the clouds. I expect to see both of those again soon. Podcasting today to introduce a new project and a new podcast. I work with a group called the Colorado State University Writing Project, as you may know from reading the blog, and that is an affiliate group of the National Writing Project, which is a national professional development organization dedicated to the idea that writing is important. It's an essential learning skill for all grades, all grade levels, all subject areas. And that the best teachers of writing are writers themselves, as are the best professional developers or trainers. It's not the experts elsewhere that are important in the classroom. It's the teachers and the local connections that we have with each other and the lessons we can learn from each other through professional development and writing together and reading and thinking. Because so much of the time that we spend together is writing time, we write, we share. It only made sense to me that we find a way to get some of that great writing out there for others to hear. It'd just be a shame if it were only heard by the 20 participants in our institute. This is our third institute as a group. We began 3 summers ago. We meet for a month to do intensive writing and professional development activities together. And we're only 3 days in, and so far we've cried, we've laughed, and we've done some good work. And over the next month, we'll be podcasting that work via a new blog and a new feed. The blog is csuwp.blogspot.com. That stands for Colorado State University Writing Project. So csuwp.blogspot.com. And the feed, if you're interested in the podcast feed, is at feeds.feedburner.com/csuwp. And the podcasts you'll get on that feed are teachers reading their personal and or professional writing. Going to try to keep them short, no more than 5 to 10 minutes a podcast. So they'll be small, they'll be short, and they're going to be good. Our first podcast is from Megan Freeman, a teacher here in Colorado, and she has written some poems that she will be sharing with you now. So I hope you enjoy that. Hope you enjoy the future podcasts. You can give feedback on these podcasts directly at the CSUWP blog, or as always, you can certainly send feedback to me at budtheteacher@gmail.com or via the blog at budtheteacher.com. And there'll be links to all of the stuff that you hear in both places, as well as the text that the authors are reading will be on the blog. So hope you enjoy them, and I hope you're doing good work. Take care of each other, and keep it up. Take care.
Hi, my name is Megan Freeman. I'm a fellow at the CSU Writing Project. I teach secondary English at Peak to Peak Charter School, and I have 3 poems today. The first one is called Darwin. Ears are shrinking. With each generation, people's ears are getting smaller. The oldest members of the population have the largest ears. Earlobes used to hang down and away from the sides of the face. Now they are attached. New babies' ears slope gently into their cheeks with no space, no dangly skin. Perhaps that's why people are finding other places to pierce. Uncle Bud could fold up his ear and tuck it into his head. It was like a deformed knob on the side of his bumpy, bald skull. Then he'd growl and exhale tobacco breath laughter as we watched, enthralled and terrified. Count to 3, he'd bark, and we'd leap out of our skin, practically peeing with fear. 1, 2, 3, we'd say, with what little breath we had. Fwop! His ear would explode out of his head as his yellow teeth grinned and he wheezed with pleasure at the execution of his best trick. The second poem is called All I Want for Christmas. Little wolf cub, pushing lisped syllables over naked pink gums. sharp incisors pointing out the absence of the anchor teeth. Apples gnawed on like sugarcane, sticky lickable cheeks. Milky spoonfuls of corn shaved from the cob. Dedicated tongue, earnest conversation, made somehow more dear, urgent, compelling, by the gaping victory of your little body. I see you, little wolf cub. I am listening. I am paying attention. The third poem is called Satisfied Silence. She, reading her novel. Me, reading her hand. Pink chenille in the early mornings and olives in the guacamole. Cross-stitch and postage stamps. If she's an acquired taste, I'm a connoisseur. Discerning ear, exacting brain. My onliest mother, sending me London fog and goose down in the icy January of the break apart. Holding me up with her ether. No doormat here, only a fortress of loyalty. Heart broken in many tiny shards, repaired with duct tape and ferocity. A mosaic of good intentions and questionable judgment. Lioness of my pride.